WFAE's investigative podcast, She Says, tells the story of a sexual assault victim and the frustrations she experiences in searching for her attacker and dealing with Charlotte-Mecklenburg police detectives. Here's Linda, the name we've given her for the podcast.
And it's just been an absolute nightmare. An absolute nightmare. So I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't at this point.
The fifth episode of She Says is available now. And joining me is Sarah D'Elia, the host and lead reporter of She Says. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Marshall.
For people who are new to She Says and are just hearing about the podcast now, can you give us a brief summary about what this podcast is about?
So Linda was sexually assaulted in Charlotte 3 years ago, and today is actually the anniversary of the assault. And she had a lot of questions about the investigation around how her assault was being handled and just the case in general. So I've been speaking to her for over a year at this point and following her as she sort of navigates the criminal justice system. A key part of Linda's story is that she believes she figured out who this stranger was who assaulted her this night in June of 2015. Through some details she remembers from that night, she goes online and searches for this person that she believes is her attacker. And she actually believes that she finds him and gives that information to the police. In episode one, we lay out all the details from that night of the actual assault to the first interview she has with the police. So we sort of lay out what I've come to call this winding road a sexual assault survivor must learn to walk in order to find some justice. So if you're new to the podcast, definitely start from the beginning.
A big part of this podcast is taking a closer look at the relationship a victim has with the officer working his or her case. And in Linda's case, she feels very frustrated by some of the interactions she has with the detective. So she actually starts to record her conversations with police. Can you tell us more about why she decided to do that?
First thing I want to point out is that because laws are different in every state, North Carolina, you can legally record someone while you're talking to them without their knowledge in most situations. And she starts to do this because she just sort of wants to take notes about her case. She feels like she's been told conflicting information, and she just wants to have a record of what she's being told. In doing that, she actually captures some really emotional interactions between herself and the officer working her case. And in episode four, she reflects on how hard it's been to navigate her relationship with law enforcement.
I don't want to upset her because I don't, and it shouldn't be this way, and I hope it's not, but you know, I'm afraid if I ask something that would be upsetting to her, that might affect, you know, I hate to think that I don't want that to be the case, but I'm just speaking to how I feel. I'm afraid to push it.
We did speak to the police for this story and include their perspective throughout the series on how Linda's case was handled. And we should also note that they were given access to the sensitive audio between Linda and the detectives before this podcast was launched.
What can you tell us about episode five that is available now?
In episode five, we bring back a familiar voice for people who have been following the podcast, Harold Medlock. He was with the CMPD for over two decades before he became chief of police of the Fayetteville PD. He's now retired, but as police chief, Medlock publicly apologized in 2015 for the destruction of 333 sexual assault kits that were found during an audit of the Fayetteville Police Department. These were kits from cases from 1995 to 2008. And I should point out that Medlock was not in Fayetteville during the time of their destruction. So we get into more details about Medlock's decision to apologize and the effect it had on victims. The Fayetteville PD, with the help of a local rape crisis center, was able to contact 79% of the victims whose rape kits were destroyed.
But at the end of the day, if that had been one of my family members who had been sexually assaulted or raped, I would have expected someone to apologize for that mistake.
Also, we left listeners with a bit of a cliffhanger last week, so we take a detailed look into an important development in Linda's case.
What can you share about what's coming next on She Says?
Well, on our next episode, it's going to be completely driven by our listeners. So if you've had, you've been listening and you've had a question about the year-long investigation we've done, or you want to know more about a particular episode, or you just have questions about the crime lab or the police, we want to hear from you. You can leave us a voicemail with your question at 704-448-6511, or you can write us an email at shesays@wfae.org, and we'll be answering your questions next week.
You can listen to She Says on the NPR One app and anywhere you usually find podcasts, also at wfae.org/ She Says. Sarah D'Elia is the host and lead reporter of She Says. Sarah, thank you for taking the time.
Thanks, Marshall.